Aloha, hi. Thank you for being here. We are so grateful to be all together here right now. Thanks to BBS Radio, and thank you for hanging out with us and listening to all of the shows on the Q Train each Saturday. And thank you for creating this show by subscribing and donating to PRQ Timelines with Q Friends. You are truly appreciated. Thank you. Also, thank you for thepeople.space, and please continue to visit for thepeople.space. Today is another majestic day in paradise. Hello, Arrow.
Hi.
I'm here today. Hi.
Hola.
Hola. You bring divine insight that is inspiring, truly heartfelt, and graciously received by all of us. Thank you so much, Arrow.
Cool. Thank you. And this is kind of a test. I plugged in some headphones, so I'm hoping Dawn is hearing this better without the echo.
I hear you just fine. And this is PRQ Timelines with Q Friends show here every other Saturday at 12 p.m. Central. We love when you call in. We hear you, we feel you, and we learn from each other. And know that when you call in, you help us all. Our call-in numbers are 323-744-4331 and 888-627-6880. Again, 323-744-4331 and 888-627-6008. And our email address is qfriends@protonmail.com, QFRIENDS at protonmail.com. So, Arrow, what's going on in your world today?
Oh, this is a beautiful paradise today. The sun is shining. Usually I'm in the desert, but there is nothing deserted about the desert. I have been in this spot for 4 years, and I'm not really sure what's going on. There's twice as many plants. They're twice as big. They're twice as green. I see a desert lily that I've never experienced here in this location before. And then I walked just a few blocks north of where I'm at, and it's a whole field of grass. And I'm like, this is not desert anymore. I'm not sure what's happening, but it's beautiful.
Well, it's been raining so much because we are both on the West Coast today, and we both travel. So it's been raining October, November, December, and January, which is fantastic and beautiful for us because it is green again. And so with that, I wanted to say, please call in. This is a call-in show, and we want to hear from you. And so, Shelley, how do we recognize a timeline?
So, you know, my intention today was to come into the show and ask Shane, what is a timeline? And, you know, so the ball's in our court now. And so, you know, for me, the time, the matrix, that is part of our captivation. It's part of our prison. Is to, because there used to be back in paradise, there was no such thing as time. And so keeping us in the looping of time keeps us from creating right here, right now. If they can keep me remembering about what I did in the past, which also then, you know, I might have regrets and, or I can just be excited about, oh, this past thing happened and I'll tell you all about it. And so it's always reliving the past. Or, you know, my great thing was always to worry about the future and worry about the unknown. And so as long as I can be stuck in the regret of yesterday or the fear of tomorrow, then I'm not living life right here, right now, creating from my heart and my passion. And so that, to me, is what we're learning to do here, is we're learning to recognize the timelines that I'm on and the construct. And one of the things that I did run by Shane was, you know, when this started, when Q started talking about timelines, I thought, you know, I'm supposed to eliminate them and not have them, which someday I know that that will be the case. I will be completely free of the matrix and I will constantly be in a perpetual now. And that will be what we call ascension. But for now, I'm still flying through the matrix, playing around. And what I can do is I can learn how to create a more positive timeline as opposed to just getting hijacked and being on timelines that I don't prefer. And so I think that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, I'm glad you said that because it might have been a few days ago. I said to myself, why is there always Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it keeps repeating? It keeps repeating. Why do these months keep repeating? You know, I'm like, it starts over. I'm like, I don't need a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'm going to forget that.
Yeah. Just always remember to fly in and play with me on Saturday. That's the goal now.
Well, okay, so that's true. So Saturday is the only day. I remember our friend Q would say, that's the only day he had to be anywhere. What's on Saturday? And that's kind of a little bit like that, a little bit for me, because each and every day I say to myself that there are things that I'm going to do tomorrow. And then when tomorrow comes, I do all kinds of other things that I want to do. And maybe one thing that I said I was going to do, maybe I might do that. But every day, I don't do any of the things I was going to do. And I realized that that was happening. And I like it. And I don't care. I don't care if I don't do something that I was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did really well last winter at getting rid of the clock and the calendar. And it surprised me that I always knew it was time to tune into Saturday shows. So I didn't have a problem. And then in the summer, I started a job. And, you know, they want you there at a certain time on a certain day. So I did get on a timeline every week. I had to get a clock back so I could make it to work on time. And sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I just knew that if the sun came up, I'd get ready for work. And sometimes I was there early. I worked in a little town. So if I was there early, I could go down to some of the other shops and spend a little extra time before work. But it was nice to go back to the winter and just get rid of that clock.
And that's what I noticed. All of my clocks, if I have any, so the car clock and all the clocks on the kitchen appliances and the computers are all either covered or they're wrong. If I can't get rid of it, I just put the wrong time on everything. And so I'm looking for a cell phone that does not display the time. So I am looking for that. And when I find one, I'm going to let everybody know. And the sun tells the time for me. I watch out, it's dark, and then eventually it starts to get a little light. And I pay attention to the shades of the day. If it's dark, if it starts to get light, I want to look at the sunrise every day. So when it starts to get light, I look at the sunrise. I watch all the colors come out. The sun hasn't come out yet. I live in mountains. So the sun will arise from behind the mountain. It's beautiful, and it'll start to come up. And then I do my day based on the position. We can do our day based on the position of the sun. So it first comes up, and then it starts to rise. And I watch the sun, and the sun, I know what's going on based on the position of the sun. And I'm sure a lot of us do that. We know what's going on based on the sun, and then I want to watch it's beautiful to watch the sun set, and then I just want the sun to come back the next day. So a very strong relationship with the sun, and I'm a sun gazer, as many of us are. So how do we recognize and observe a situation in its beginning that's about to occur? Because what you said was, you know, we have these timelines, and at some point we won't have them. So I want to play a little clip from October 12th of 2024 from PRQ Timelines with Q, where I, especially right now, so we're in January, and, you know, in December, you know, there's a lot of holidays that come up, and timelines come from holidays, planning to, or not planning, holidays. And I wanted to play a clip from Q. So if we can play that now, Don. And so what I wanted to ask you about is, would you please talk about Happy New Year's? On January 1st, everybody, you know, I was, you know, kind of paying attention to this as I'm driving and leaving that area. And, you know, I realized, you know, New Year's is kind of approaching. And all of this Happy New Year's at the beginning of the year, can you please talk about it? Because sometimes, for me, the beginning of the year is the most wildest time of the year, to say it lightly.
Yeah, that's great. I can't wait to hear more about this, your knowledge. Thank you so much. Helping so many people with your experience. And it's so valuable to hear your perspective. My love to you, my great love to you for sharing. The fun for me here is you said everything that I would ever need to say about improving your life and creating timelines of yours that are yours from authenticity. Is you're just observing information, situations, experiences, but you don't have to participate, do you?
No, I don't.
You can watch the train wreck, but you don't have to run to fix the train, things like that. I mean, you could get involved, but just to be an observer of the simple issues we come across, like my brother and sister fighting, things like that. You can, that ego mind, you've removed it. So you've chosen to just observe in these situations you explained. New Year's is extremely valuable tool for these statements. So if I can get you hooked up on time, believing there's a calendar event, what could I do to a population if I can get you all staying up late and celebrating time? What could I do? You got this. I can take your inertia for this event and start directing it. So if I can get you to buy into time and the gross population is not Virginia, then I can really steal a lot of luge. I can really steal a lot of luge. And so that power, so the individuals are also celebrating New Year's. It's not to have celebrations, absolutely. But if I can time it with people who don't understand how powerful they are, and now drop everything to party for an event around the calendar events, I can get a lot of horsepower. And I can do a lot of things behind the scenes because everybody's off their game doing something that's been constructed. And that's not exclusive to America or anywhere else in the world. And it's not a standard statement either. But for the most part, all calendar events are alien technology to steal our incredible loving horsepower. Now, standardize with that. Which makes sense why you would feel uncomfortable. You'd feel uncomfortable. You're like, so when you use that much emotions at all at the same time on the planet with people who don't realize that their emotions are steering their soul, their spirit, whatever words you like there. That's really what I would keep as a standard statement of New Year's.
Okay, so again, that was October 12, 2024, PRQ timelines with Q. And I've been talking to a few of us, our Q friends, about the energies that are going on right now. Seems to be something going on with people. And once he gave that explanation, I was able to shift how I entered into this period between December and January. And so far, so good. Errol, you heard this. You listened to this episode recently, yeah?
This one, I haven't heard it recently. I certainly have heard it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to play
a lot of the Q trainers were going around saying, "Happy December 32nd." So they were playing with it, and we had some fun with it. I'm ageless, so I know I'm not getting. For me, usually the beginning of the year was just looking back at all. Wanted to improve my health, improve this. And that's how I was trained in my society, is at that time of year, I'm supposed to reminisce all the stuff I didn't do and then make a firm decision. Okay, I'm going to go into this new year and accomplish all these new things. And that's all hogwash to me now. It's still more of a resting, dormant kind of time at that place was just a resting period for me, really.
Right, that's right. And because we all have shifted the way we see things, and we all know we're not really doing the holidays as we have. And so, how do we recognize and observe a situation is beginning or about to occur or already occurring? And so we may find we are at a pivotal place of what may or may not happen next. We can then recognize to stay neutral or recognize the shift to be neutral. So we don't have to create timelines in our lives that we really don't want, or so that we don't become involved, or we don't want to become involved in other people's timelines that we'd rather not be involved in. For example, if we're playing a game, any game, or a new game, we either already know how to play the game, or we learn the game's instructions by reading the game's instructions, or the game is explained to us by another player or the other players. And how does this planet that we live on operate? This is a beautiful Shangri-La. Does everyone feel harmony and joy and know that they don't have a care in the world from the time they awaken until the time they sleep? Maybe. If all possibilities imaginable are possible and all scenarios are possible and everything in between can occur if activated, how can our lives be filled with all of the qualities we truly desire? So I said to myself, where's the menu? Can we create our lives from a menu of infinite enchanting qualities, infinite blissful desires, and infinite extraordinary options and opportunities? So as we pursue and browse this menu, there is every delicious experience and every exuberant feeling and every pristine place to be. Let's create our order. Let's know everything we need to know so that our order comes out the way we envision and know how to proceed and shift if needed, as to not create timelines we don't want, as not to have timelines if we don't want any, and to free ourselves from timelines. So we might have callers call in and tell us how you've been able to flow, to surf, to glide through your world, how you create each now moment, and the way you envision and how you shift along your way, how you move and groove, and how you fly with grace.
No, no callers yet. I'll let you know.
So, Arrow, I started playing with this menu idea, and I'm going to create a menu with all the beautiful things there are to have in our world and to have in our lives. And I'm just going to just start picking things from the menu, just like if I were placing an order, if I were going out to eat.
Nice. Very nice. It's like a creative palette.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if it works out there, well, you know, we all kind of learn how everything works here on this planet. We've been here for a long time. And, you know, we've been listening to all the archives. So, you know, we continue to listen to the archives of all the shows and listen to all the shows from all the hosts now. And so, you know, why not? I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a menu, like a restaurant menu, with all these beautiful things. And I'm just going to start picking things from the menu and creating. Mm-hmm. And we create so many ways. Some of us use commands, and which work well. We can command all of our light from our life force energy, all of our light from our light column. We can command our spirit. We can command creation lightship. It's our home. We can command with affirmations occasionally when needed. I do use the emergency healing from the creation lightship website. And when I type into the emergency healing, I will type in what I want in the form of commands. I even go as far as to translate it out of this language, the English language, into a more harmonious language, such as Hawaiian, because we've talked about the English language, so I've been converting it to Hawaiian, and I've been doing that, and it all works out so wonderfully. How do you want to create?
I wanted to bring an example that I had in my life that kind of showed me how I create timelines and how this unfolded for me, the difference with how my head interferes with my heart's desire. I'm a seasonal worker, so when I was leaving my summer job, I was there. I worked an extra hour, and I started kind of fantasizing about what do I want to do this winter. I want to do it a little bit different. I've always come down into the desert and just parked for free, and then I have to drive my motor home wherever I go, and I'm spending all the gas to do that, just to drive around as a vehicle. And I thought, you know, what I want to do is I want to look for an RV job where I can literally park in the RV park, and then I'll work there, and that kind of pays for my stay. And I was so tickled how easy it all manifested. I drove down here. I went to a specific town where I knew the RV rent was cheap, and I just picked one which had tons of trees and foliage at the park, which is very unusual. Like when I was driving there, I'm in a desert, and there's nothing, and I could see in the horizon these trees coming, and it actually was the park I was on my way to drive to. And so then I stayed, and I asked him, I said, I paid for a month, and I said, do you have any openings for jobs? And they said, well, our season is full this season, but we'll keep you in mind. And then I just started participating in the activities. I went to exercise class, and I went to the game day, and I hit it off really well with the girls that were working there. And then the cleaning lady had a family emergency and had to fly somewhere, and they offered me a job. A week after I was there, they offered me a month's job because they knew she was coming back. I said, that's great. So I had another month stay and was having a fabulous time. I was just enjoying myself to no end. I had unloaded my little motorcycle so I can drive that around, and I just left my RV parked, and it was a fabulous job, and I was just tickled at how I got that created so easily. But it was kind of a passion in my heart. So when the cleaning lady came back, they offered me another job, same job, but on different days. And I said, yeah, okay. And part of me was excited and part of me was not. And one of the girls that worked there, they came and they said, oh, great news, you're staying. And I said, well, yeah, it's great news for now, but we'll see how it goes in January. See, my job was really easy because the park wasn't that full. And in January, the park went from like 20 to 30 campers to 90 campers. And the bathroom shower houses are open to the public. So all the people camping out in the desert can actually come and use the shower house or the laundry facility. And those are my facilities to clean. So I'm like, well, this is a great gig right now, but I really don't think I want to do it in January. And what I didn't do was tell the people that were hiring me, I don't want to do it in January. But honestly, I didn't really want to, and I didn't say that. So what happened between December 1st and January 1st, my head started talking to me. My head started telling me, oh, this is a great place. You're having so much fun here. It'll be okay. My work will quadruple. You won't like it very much, but it's only going to last 2 months. It'll be okay. You'll have all your bills paid. You have a little extra money to live on, everything. And my head talked me into staying. What happened was my heart created a timeline. I was driving down the highway to go to Walmart in a different town, and my engine stalled, and I was pulled over on the side of a highway. I barely had enough room I wasn't parked on the line, but I was literally beside the line with my motorhome. And it wasn't like I could get a mechanic to come to me because it was kind of a dangerous situation like that. And I had to have my motorhome towed. Towing my motorhome took all the money I had in the bank that was paying all my winter bills. And then I had to fix the motorhome, which took all the money I was living on. And then I even had to borrow a little bit of money from my summer employer, and that changed the job situation. I had a place to stay, but I didn't have any money to pay for groceries or gas, and I literally had to leave the job just to go find a flow of income. And it's funny now because it really is what my heart wanted. I really wanted the job to last to the end of the year, and then I wanted to leave. But my head talked me into, oh, no, you can do it, you can do it. And isn't it funny how powerful the heart is? Because the heart was so powerful in what it wanted to do, it overrode my mind and created a timeline that propelled me into a reality that I actually wanted. The thing about this is how we create these timelines. I could have created one I would have preferred more. If I would have just been in my heart and listened to my heart and told the employer, hey, you know, I would love to stay and do this job till the end of the year, but at January, I'm going to have to leave. And if I would have created that from my heart originally, I still would have had the money in the bank to pay the bills, and I still would have had a little cash flowing in my pocket. And, you know, it all works out. I love where I'm at, and it's a much better reality where I'm at than where I would have been if my head would have talked me into staying. But it just could have been done so much easier and more preferred if I would have stayed in my heart and never listened to my head. And so that's just an example that I have at how I create different situations and how my head gets in the way and really mucks things up.
So yeah, that's a good point. And that always comes up when we're talking about creating, that we could have just from the start created what we really, really, really wanted. I remember speaking with my friend Carol DeRay, and I learned a lot about this so long ago with her. And she, one time she created that she didn't have any money, so she didn't want the housekeeper to come because she couldn't pay her. And then she realized, well, I should have just created that the housekeeper can come, because it did. She kind of regretted that. And so when you're saying that we just stay in our heart and trust our heart and create from our heart. And I know that we can live outside of time. We can do things that we choose to do, and we can choose to do them without committing to others or even ourselves. So like today, we're going hiking with our friends from the Sierra Club, and we didn't call them on the phone to say we're coming and confirming. So now there's no timeline commitment. And when we travel, when we plan our travels, we don't always announce our plans. So now we're not explaining anything to anyone, and there's no expectations if anything changes. And this helps us to be free and outside of time.
It does. The only problem, okay, if I try to create a timeline, but I put a specific player in it, sometimes that doesn't work. Like if I want to play Frisbee today, I wake up and I'm just like, I want to just go throw the disc. I need another player. And if I wake up and go, you know what? I want to go throw Frisbee with Shane today. And yeah, that's what I'm inspired to do. And I call Shane and I'm like, Shane, let's go play Frisbee. He'll be like, yeah, I'm like on top of a roof right now fixing a chimney. And like, that's not going to happen. So it's like, but if I just woke up and said, hey, I really want to go play Frisbee today and just head to the park, you know, somebody's going to be there to play Frisbee with me. And it's interesting because I've tried to create realities with specific people, and that doesn't always work out for me. Specific people don't work. They don't have the same passion to play Frisbee today.
Right.
So
that's right.
just kind of hold loosely to my passions and not try to put other players specifically. Because then that's like putting them on a timeline, really. If I coax them into it and they're not really passionate about it, now I'm hijacking them and throwing them in my timeline. So it's fun, though. It's fun to, isn't it fun just to wake up and say, hey, how can I play with timelines today?
Yeah, because what we're really doing is we're living outside of time. We're living outside of it. So we're just being in the now, and it's very interesting being in the now. So instead of really thinking about anything from before or what's going to happen next, you know, what if we just stay in the now present moment and just we're able to observe everything that's happening right now? So I'm playing and practicing with just, you know, I'm right of what's going on now. Is, you know, I see the trees. I know the birds are chirping. I see them flying. And what all is happening right now. I don't feel anything. I'm not thinking about what's going to happen in the future. I'm not thinking about the past. So how well can we practice with just observing what's happening now?
Oh, awesome. I just wanted to say, finish this thought. You and me, Aloha, well, my life right now is catered that way from the time I wake up. I don't have commitments. But what about people that have jobs? Then, you know, because in the summer I go back to a job and then I am on a timeline and I only get to have days off where I don't have an itinerary and I get to wake up and just have full plan of inspirational creation as I go. But some of this timeline stuff still, for a lot of people listening, still have daily lives with commitments and people in families, you know, their kids have to go to school and schools, oh my gosh, won't school put us on a timeline? Well, your kid has to bring cupcakes to school this day and then they've got a soccer game on the weekend and then the parent teacher a meeting here. So people with kids are really going to have timelines associated with the school and the children's events. And so, but I am excited that we have a caller.
Yes, let's take our caller. Please say your name and tell us what's in your heart today.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Loud and clearly. Hello.
Yes.
Aloha. That sounds like Black Butterfly.
Aloha to both of you ladies. Thank you very much for your call, for being on, and I'm very inspired, and as I'm sure many are, hearing you, and this is a new project that you're doing with this program. Very much needed. Arrow, I'm not sure, you probably didn't get my email to you today.
Oh, not today. I finally did get your project last night, which I knew it was there. I've created a couple emails and one is working. So they finally got that forwarded to me. That is a fabulous project you turned in.
Thank you. I'm hoping I'm not changing your subject matter. Timelines, it has everything to do with our projects. And I responded to you. I just got it this morning. I looked at it for the first time, and I responded. I was saying, you know, maybe it was too late for you to be able to read it. And I didn't know whether I should come on timelines or being inspired by Q this later on. Is that coming on later on this afternoon?
The being inspired by Q is next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday. Okay, so I'm glad that I did come in. I just wanted to check and make sure that you got it. And if you want, may I read just a part of it?
Yes.
Because it had to do with the project. We're trying to collaborate. We want to collaborate. We want to get on with this because, as I stated, if you give me one moment, I had it up here on my screen and yes. It was in response to you, Arrow. You sent me an email saying that you received my project, and what's her name, Birdie? When I sent it in to her a week or two ago, and she said that she asked permission if she could send it to you, and I said sure because you're doing this thing with our sisters. Kenna and Sheila,
mm-hmm.
about setting up the platform for us to collaborate from around the world so that we can get our program started, our project started. If you remember, let me see, I found it. Let me just say, okay. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's kind of long. That's the way I write. I'm long-winded writing. So I said, armed with our exuberance, which is Aloha's word, and heart-driven determination, I'm sure that we will all grow and enhance all of our skill sets in our collaborative endeavor to structure and animate all of our humanitarian projects, all of which seemingly have one thing in common, that is to be of service to the community, many, many of them. Our friend Q always reminded us that we would actually put all of the projects together ourselves. His job was to plant the seed, and our job is now to supply the water, sunshine, and oversight to harvest all of our dreams. And I'll just go back near the end here. I was asking you, how familiar are you with what Birdie, Kenna, Sheila, and Aloha have done thus far concerning this matter? In answer to your question, yes, I would be honored to be one of the first to make a humanitarian project presentation on the already discussed Discord.com platform or on any platform that we collectively agree is suited for our collaboration requirements. Perhaps we can touch on it briefly on today's PRQ timeline show or being inspired by Q. Once we have completed the necessary groundwork of setting up the Discord platform, then we can take the next step. Meanwhile, we must also prepare ourselves for readiness to make our actual presentations and to answer follow-up questions, as well as prepare ourselves to perform all that is required of our individually and collectively. In fact, I'm able and willing to relocate to wherever I can be of most service to our cause. And I'll end it with that. So I just wanted to give you that, and maybe somebody listening now, or, you know, wants to participate. I'm pretty sure that there are many of us. Somewhere in here in the email, I talked about the thousand Jesuses, you know, that Q was talking about. And so we're here to do that. I'm excited. This has everything to do with timelines. And, you know, I'm excited. And, Errol, I appreciate your excitement that you expressed in your email. I was laughing while I was reading it because it was so full of, you know, exuberance, you know, and we are all so happy to finally get this thing done. And yes, as when you asked the question, would I be willing to be one of the first? I was saying, would I do that? Would I actually be willing? And I changed the timeline. Yes, I'm ready to go. Let's do this thing, you know, because we cannot wait. We cannot wait. Look at what Donald Trump is doing with regards to the world. And I know that Q is working with his administration. We know that. He left us to finish up when he started. He inspired us. He made the spark, and now it's time for us to do our part and unite and get this thing done without hesitation. So whenever we get this platform set up, and you ladies are doing this thing, so please, I'm with you. When we get it set up, everybody from all over the world or all over the country, like Donald Trump is doing with the Board of Peace, I'm sure you've heard what he's doing, and it's just remarkable. Everything is changing. This is the golden age, ladies and gentlemen, everybody listening. This is the time that Yeshua was speaking about when he was here 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years before that was Buddha and all the other beings from creation lightship who came. Now we're going to get this done. This is the golden age, and there's no stopping us. Nothing will hold us back.
Oh, ain't no stopping us now. We have about 60 seconds left, so thank you, Erin. Maybe you can wrap it up for us.
Let me just put the shout out to what Black Butterfly is talking about, because there is a platform set up on Discord. It's not open to the public yet because we are trying to work it out. And so thank you, Black Butterfly, for showing up. I'll send you a link this week and we'll get your project on there. And then us girls will practice using it. And hopefully the date that girls have chosen is March, that it'll be open to the public. So thank you, Black Butterfly, for being our first project in the platform. We'll get you in there and we'll start getting this thing working. Also, thank you for all the listeners. You can contact us at qfriends@protonmail.com, or my email is aerobaticsiegel, A-E-R-O-B-A-T-I-C, Siegel, S-E-A-G-U-L-L, at proton.me. And thank you, Aloha, for playing with me today.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you on Saturday again. Have a bright, beautiful day.
Happy life.
Thank you, Black Butterfly.
Thank you.